What the fuck is up with pandas?
Benadryl.
Roo. I just like that part at the end. The roo. Do you know what today is? You were getting married. This is Friday.
What?
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm trying to act nervous, but I'm very excited, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm jacked up! You better watch out. So, here's the deal.
Okay, the deal is?
Shuttle launches at 6:45, because we need to get to the moon by 7.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It takes about 15 minutes to get to the moon. I want to get there early, too. You know? So, we're going to take the shuttle.
Camp.
Right. And we're hitting up the moon base.
Yeah.
Any iHeartSnacks listener that wants to come to the moon base wedding, totally invited.
Yeah. Just give us a call at 718-304-7856.
That's the first time we've done that right.
Speaking of weddings and people who can call us and contact us, we got a lot of MySpace messages.
Wow.
From two people. One is from our friend Sam. Not the girl Sam. Guy Sam.
Yeah, there's a bunch of girl Sams. This is the guy Sam, as in Samuel.
Yeah. And he says, "You freaking rule, Ben and Joe. Dope cheese."
Good comment. I agree. Love that. Good. We can bounce off of that real well.
And then he wrote, same Sam wrote, he drew some like little fishes using fish, not fishes, because that's not right, right? You can't say fishes.
Unless you're singing a song.
Okay. But I'm not. I'm just saying it.
Okay.
He drew some fish with the less than and greater than signs and a little bracket at the end. And he says, I love fish.
He probably does.
You don't like fish.
I'm not a big fish fan. I'm trying to learn to like fish.
I like fish.
Like turtles.
Let me make a comment on Sam's icon. It's a cat. It's awesome.
You like cats?
Love cats.
Are cats reincarnated people? And if they are they evil?
No and no.
Okay. Just making sure.
I don't think they're people.
I think your cats. Abe Lincoln cat really is Abe Lincoln.
Yeah?
He tried to do the Gettysburg Address the other day. Did you see that?
Yeah. He usually climbs up on like a chair and pretends it's like a podium.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He's always trying to like stop the Civil War.
Right.
Bring.
He doesn't even know that there's no Civil War going on in the United States.
He really
right
thinks
now.
There is.
Yeah.
You gotta talk to that kid.
He's a little confused.
Right.
He's always asking, how did that fucking play end? How did it end?
He doesn't know because he got shot.
So.
He does have a good hat, though.
He wears that hat a lot.
Right.
Anyway, Sam's friend, Beans.
I love Beans.
Made a comment.
Got a great Simpson avatar.
He does. And is that like a modified Simpson?
Yeah, I think he added a little ditty to it. I think he's savvy to adding ditties.
That's pretty cool. Way to go, Beans. Do you want to read this one?
Alright. It says, "What's up, dudes? I listen to your show. It's the coolest. There's some things I would like you guys to discuss." And then he gives us a list. And you know what? We're going to discuss them.
Sounds great.
Why don't you start with the first one?
Well, actually, we mentioned this in the Stinger today. It said, "What the fuck is up with pandas?" That's the first question.
I read that and I laughed. I get a little chuckle out of that.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
You want to just go right from there or read the rest of them?
Yeah, let's just start from there. Pandas. What is up with them?
You know what? A lot of people are like, hey.
They're bears, right?
No.
They're totally bears.
They're not bears.
What are they?
They're like koalas.
They're like koalas.
They're big marsupials, I think.
So they're not bears. Why do they call them panda bears?
Because they look like a black and white cookie turned into a bear. No, but listen. Seriously, people. For some reason, we have obsessions with the wrong animals.
Right.
We're always like, oh, I love, you know, cute animals like pandas and monkeys. And have you ever seen a panda?
Yeah, I saw them in China when I went to visit there.
Straight out of China?
Yeah.
All they fucking do is just go, I'm eating bamboo. What the hell's up with that?
I don't know. Huh? They don't eat meat, right?
No.
Vegetarian?
I eat pandas, though.
Now, will they attack?
Probably, yeah.
I think I saw a video of a woman getting attacked by a panda.
I think we have audio from that.
Yeah.
Let's play that now in the form of a voicemail.
Oh, yeah, the woman called us while she was being attacked.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, let's play this. I gotta go over here.
Alright, press the button over there now.
Right there. Right now.
Hey, Ben, Joe, it's me, Sally. I'm here at the zoo in Hong Kong and I'm having a good time. I just wanted to do some... What happened to have me fucked up by a panda? Dope cheese!
Right,
actual panda.
That was a horrific voicemail. Ew,
I hope Sally's okay.
I doubt it.
Probably dead.
Yeah.
How many people die a year because of pandas?
I don't know. I did say like 5.
Alright, well, we have some more topics from Beans. I'll read the second one. It says, number 2 here. Pie is better than cake.
No, it's not.
Wait a minute. Looks Beans. Like someone's on my team.
Beans, you're wrong.
Beans, you are fucking correct.
No,
you're wrong. Listen, tonight at my Moonbase wedding,
mm-hmm.
Moon pie.
No, you're not.
Moon pie. Not. No, no. Freaking,
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
You're having cake. What? Everyone has wedding cake.
Alright, whatever. So there's one time I'm gonna have cake. It better be good, too.
Speaking of the moon base,
yeah.
Where is it being held? On the moon, in outer space? Third question of Beans says, how big is space? It boggles my mind. I don't get it. It's forever. It pisses me off. I think it pisses a lot of people off.
You know who really hates this?
Who?
My mom.
Yeah?
She fucking hates space.
Really? Actually, she called us.
She left a
voicemail.
You should hear
this.
You
should. Mom. Hey, Joe. This is Joe's mom. This is Joe. And, I was just calling about your topic of space. I heard I actually have a future teleporter that I could hear your future shows. You didn't know I listened, but I do. Space really pisses me off, and I hate it, and I wish it would just go away. Infinite my ass, dump cheese!
I didn't know she was so pissed about space.
She fucking hates it. You're lucky she didn't drop the C-bomb about it.
Wow.
It's the only time I ever heard my mom say the C-word.
Yeah?
It's because of space.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little story here, Beans.
Yeah.
The other night,
mm-hmm.
I was high.
What?
Totally high. Not because I was using any recreational drugs.
Right.
I have allergies. I'm like, hey.
Sure.
You try some Sudafed.
Right.
Well, I tried the Sudafed, and then I called Ben.
Yeah?
And by the end of the conversation, I'm like, you're awesome. You're so cool, Ben. Oh, you're awesome. I'm going to bed. And then I got in bed, I'm like, wow, these sheets are so nice. that feels so good. And then I watched about 2 hours worth of space shows. About the moon and
space.
I
like space shows.
Not only is space, like, fucking forever, Beans, and it pisses a lot of people off, I watched, like, scenarios of stars crashing into each other.
Whoa.
Oh my god. If a white dwarf, a concentrated white dwarf, hits
a... Wait, stop talking about Willow.
Sorry. Speaking of Willow, the big people convention...
Oh, that's still going on?
This traveling show, it's still going on. We gotta get the pictures up.
Yeah.
We haven't done that yet.
Well, I think we were getting the cat one today. Maybe.
Right, I think
maybe.
We were.
But I don't know if it's, you know, we gotta put it together. It comes in pieces.
They're getting a little pissed. They wonder why it's not in the blog spot. Listen to this voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, Ben and Joe's Andre the Giant here with my good buddies, Reggie and Worf. But Worf, taking a little cat nap. Here's this Reggie here. Say hi.
Hey guys, this is Reggie, what's up?
yeah, he's a little weird. We're here in Oklahoma City, here to see the giant Alec Guinness head. It's on top of a mountain. It's weird, but we'll get pictures of it. It reminds me, where's the cat photo?
Yeah, we have to get that shit super developed, and you don't even have it on your blog spot, you piece of shits.
Yeah, we're kind of pissed. I might have to crush you.
With your pretty big hands, right, Andre? Good giant?
Yes, yeah. My name's Andre. Dope cheese, if we don't see that photo soon, there'll be some crushing going on.
But I'm gonna smack you with a Bigfoot pizza. Dope cheese.
And when I say crushing, I mean like, oh, I have a crush on you. No, it's, I'll crush you with my hands. Hey guys, this is Worf. I just woke up from a cat nap. Oh, shit. Alright, listen, if you don't get that picture up, I'm gonna fucking bite your head like Willow. Dope cheese. Dope.
Wow. People not to piss off.
Yeah. Those are the three people
that you what should if they, never like,
piss off.
They're friends right now.
Right.
What if they joined forces? Like, could anyone stop them?
I don't think so. I think that's the mega powers.
I think they're weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, guys. We will get those up.
Yes.
You just gotta give us time. We just got that cat photo in.
Right. It takes a long time to scan a really big photo.
And we're piecing it together.
Right. Because you can't send that shit through regular mail.
No.
You need a really big mail truck.
Right. Yeah. So those will be up. What else do we have to talk about today?
A little new game we got here.
We do. We got a new game for the Wii.
It's called Super Mario Strikers.
Yeah, it's a soccer game. I'm not a big sports fan, but this game rocks.
This game does rock. It's online.
It's the first, well, second game, technically. Second game to go online with the Wii. But it's I think Pokemon was not in real time.
No, it was so stupid. So it was the first real-time online game you can play on your Nintendo Wii.
Works perfectly. It's amazing.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You could say it's dope cheese.
Yeah.
So Yoshi, the best character.
Don't think so.
Flies in awesome style.
I think Luigi flies in awesome style, too. And he's got cool music.
I'm starting to lean towards Luigi.
Yeah.
Like, when we play together on a team,
right. Yeah.
We're Luigi.
Yeah.
Because he's awesome.
I'm going to say it's a great game. I haven't really played it all that much.
I only play with people.
Yeah. I haven't even played I did some of the tutorials. That's about it.
Challenges are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like some challenges. I also got another game called Mega Man Powered Up.
Excuse me, what?
That's right. So if you cut man, you better watch yourself.
And the guy, I think, responsible for Mega Man was in the city the other day.
Where was he?
Was
he at a mall?
No, he's in the GameStop on Broadway.
I was hoping to bring your own Mega Man guy to the mall today.
No. But yeah, he was there.
That's good
stuff. Crowd.
Big crowd?
I think it was Mega Man. I'm not sure.
You think Reggie was there if it was a big crowd?
No.
No. Oklahoma.
What else? Oh, this morning I woke up. My Wii was glowing.
What?
It was glowing blue. And I was like, oh, Joe probably just sent me a message. Let me click on this. Dude, what? A message from Nintendo?
I wish you could just see Ben's face when he did that.
It was awesome. They told me to go to my WiiWare channel, the Wii Shop channel, and the WiiWare. Or the WiiWare and the Shop channel.
Yeah.
And download Metroid Prime 3 preview. I was like, a demo? No. Just a couple of videos, but it's great. I'm glad they're using the online system. This month is Metroid month. Metroid, the original, is coming to the Virtual Console, and Super Metroid.
Now, we've probably discussed this a million times, about Super Metroid being the best game ever.
Yeah.
You think so?
I agree, fully.
I think it is.
Yeah, I'm currently working on it again, for the second time. And I just beat Metroid 1.
A good game. No, sorry. Great game.
It was a great game.
Nigh. Great.
And, I got the ending where she just takes off her helmet.
I've never gotten a sexy ending.
No.
Sometimes she puts more armor on.
I love Metroid.
Yeah?
It's a great series. Love the Metroid Primes. Beat those. Those are good. Metroid 3 is coming. It's gonna be awesome. Wish it was online, but maybe, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. What can you do?
Yeah. It's your wedding. I got you a gift.
What? You did?
It's more for Erica.
Really?
I'm gonna say it's more for Erica, not so much you. But I think both of you will use it.
The whole day?
Yeah.
Is more for Erica.
Yeah. I think weddings are for girls.
Weddings are for girls. But yeah. Me and you could be wearing yellow suits today, right. And nobody would notice.
Right.
Because they'd be like, oh, where's the bride? Where's she at?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hello, wedding suits.
Wedding
suits. They're yellow. Sorry, a little nervous. Retard talk now.
Yeah.
So, we're taking a couple awesome pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
We'll put those up.
We're going to have a iHeartSnacks wedding photo.
Yeah, we'll make a Flickr page. Why don't you make a Flickr page?
I should do that.
And it's all the wedding photos.
That'd be cute.
And then we'll link it on the blog spot.
Yeah. So all you conspiracy people out there
right.
who don't believe in the moon
yeah.
or the moon-based wedding,
right.
you'll see that shit.
Moonbasedwedding.blogspot.com.
Yeah, as soon as Donnie gets the handle, hold on some of them, and you'll see the moon out there. And some stars.
Yeah.
Earth, Mars, Saturn! Macho Man's going to be there tonight.
Macho Man's going to be there, and we also... Mr. Wizard's ghost might come.
That reminds me, we should probably play the Mr. Wizard
backlog. Yeah, we got the backlogs going.
And
every episode we play a backlog of what he called in that we never played.
Right, and Macho Man, he RSVP'd via our phone number, 718 304-7856.
Oh, wow. I didn't get this voicemail.
It just came. Oh, before. Okay. So we're going to play both of those back to back.
Okay.
Coming at you.
Ben, Joe, this is Mr. Wizard. Hey, I was just listening to Stop Cursing. I'm Not Cursing, Bitch. And I got some good yamamas. Ready? Here's one. Yamamas like the periodic table. Stupid. I can't talk too long, though, because I'm working in this factory where I make cheese whiz. Right? And they put my face on it. It's pretty good stuff. You could say it's dope cheese whiz, but you're probably not going to say that. All right, everybody. This is Wizard. Wizard out. Dope cheese. Bonesaw's ready to attend your wedding. Dope cheese.
Awesome.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Two great calls there.
My throat hurts, though, after that.
That's your ankle. I don't know why.
Maybe you should have a lozenges.
My little lozenges.
How do you say that word?
Lozenges.
Lozenges?
I don't know.
Lozenges? Lozenges. That's another fucking question I hate. I mean, that's another fucking word I hate. Lozenges.
That's a question I hate. Would you like lozenges? No! Just punch the guy.
Get that thing away from me. I don't even know how to say it.
Kick him in these.
Lozenges.
In these lozenges. Lozenges.
Give me a cough drop. That's what they're
called.
Give me
a second candy, bitch.
Second candy. You know a teacher that really pissed me off?
No.
I believe it was Mrs. Vogel.
Oh, Vogel. I hate
her. Oh, no, it was Becky Owen. Becky Owen, our fourth grade teacher.
Fourth grader.
Mine or yours?
I had Kimbus.
You had Kimbus. I had Miss Becky Owen. She used to take a lollipop.
Yeah.
Cut the stick off and pop the whole thing in her mouth.
What a dumb bitch.
Now, is that cool?
That is not cool.
That's not cool.
I'm sorry. The whole point of a lollipop is to have a stick out of your mouth so you can look like Razor Ramon.
I think what she didn't want kids like going, oh.
Can I have a lollipop?
Can I have a lollipop? You got one? You
got
one for
you
me?
You got one?
You got one for me?
You got one? Let me bump a lollipop.
So, instead, she looked like a retard and had like a tumor out of her mouth.
She just died of a tumor.
Oh, good. all right. So, I believe we're going to end the show with a bunch of voicemails that we got of people attending your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up to the moon.
Cool. Moon base.
Some of them even got their own shuttles.
What?
They're not even going
on the
mega shuttle that you have.
That mega shuttle is pretty big. Just in case Andre wanted to come, but he's out of town.
He is. He's in Oklahoma.
Right.
Alec in his
home. All right. I'm getting married, so the next time you hear my voice, it'll be of a married man. I'll be Mr.
Whoa.
Joe.
Mr. Joe.
That's right.
Alright.
But I'll be in Florida this week.
Yeah.
Until next Saturday, so you may need a guest for the show.
I think I got one ready.
You got one lined up?
Yep.
Alright, dope cheese, everybody.
Dope cheese.
And I'll see you at the moon base.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, Joe, it's Richard Gere. I'm coming to your moon base. I hope you got a lot of gerbils, because I like to stick them up my butt. Dope cheese!
Hey, Ben and Joe, this is Sinbad, not the sailor, the funk, coming to the wedding on the moon base. Check it out! Dope cheese!
Joe, Ben, Joe, I heard you getting married. This is Kurt Loder from MTV. Remember me? I'm that old fuck on the channel. Maybe I'll introduce some videos at your wedding, because MTV doesn't play those anymore, and I'm out of a job. Moon base, sounds cool. I hope you got a lot of boogers.
Hey, Ben and Joe. Little pissed I wasn't invited to the wedding. This is Bill Bellamy, former MTV VJ. But that's alright, I'm going with Kurt Loder. We're going on a magic, Don't cheese.
Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Natalie Portman. I'm a little pissed at you, Joe. You know, I had a little crush on you. I wasn't going to get married to you, but I had a little crush. Thanks a lot for getting married. I'm gonna be in my house, because I'm not invited. I'm gonna be playing some Root Beer Tapper. Maybe, when you're done, maybe Ben, maybe he wants to play some Root Beer Tapper with me. Fuck you, Joe.
Dope cheese. Ben, Joe, George Clooney. Hey, Joe, mazel tov. Listen, I heard Ben's the best man. Yeah, I already know that shit. He is the best man. I'm gonna do him hard, in the butthole, with my George Clooney penis. And maybe everyone listens to. Nope, jeez.
Hey, Ben and Joe, Kurt Loder again. Still have boogers? Just checking.
No family boogers. What's going on, Kurt Loder?
How much? I have an obsession with boogers.
It's gross. Nobody only thinks that's whack.
Remember, Bill, when you were on that show on Nick with that puppet?
You mean when I was a puppet?
You were a puppet?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Cousin Skeeter.
Skeeter!
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese. Let me tell you something, brother. I gotta start again because I wasn't ready to go. Ben, Joe, Hohoen, sorry about that earlier call. I usually dial with a massive 24-inch python, so I don't know what numbers I press. I thought I called my mother-in-law. That'd be crazy. Listen, I'll be at the Moonbase wedding. Dope cheese and goat cheese.
I'll slap you, bitch.